Just a couple of thoughts, and these are only my own perspective. I think that the plus side of having a three-day conference here is, like, you know, you get to meet a whole lot of people that you might have read their names on an email list or, you know, heard of what they're doing in their communities, but you don't actually get to see them, talk to them. And that's good. And you also get to focus in on some key issues. I think where we sometimes lose out is that not everyone is able to attend. You know, only 100 people out of how many advocates in the province. Plus, we have to take 3 days of our schedule, sometimes more if you're traveling, and that's like 3 days out of the office, right? And I'd like to give a plug to PovNet, too, because I think PovNet has really enabled us to keep in touch in between. Mm-hmm. And especially with everything changing so fast, I mean, some of the materials that we presented today or yesterday are going to be out of date in like a week or a month. And then if we can put it up on PovNet and, you know, give people the update, assuming they have access to the computers, I hope you do, you know, that's good. And I really want to encourage people to continue to do that and think of PovNet in that way. I think, speaking from a Vancouver perspective too, I like the idea. I mean, we had a floor sort of training session a while ago where we took an afternoon and we had a bunch of advocates come in from all over Vancouver, Greater Vancouver. And that was good timing. It wasn't a major commitment. It was a specific issue based. People knew what it was about. Penny organized it, so she did an excellent job. Well, mostly Penny. And I like doing that. And if other regions can do that too as well, you know, then it's good to just keep on planning those kinds of things on a regular basis. But so I think it's obviously more than one thing, and we have to see how they complement each other, so that we're not sort of just having big gaps in between events, and then you know having to wait a year before there's something else happening. Okay. Thanks.
And it was actually interesting to hear May. There's two advocates from Kelowna here, and as far as we know, we're the only advocates in Kelowna. There's certainly service providers who advocate for their clients and, you know, agencies that provide some level. But I'm hoping that, and I use PovNet every day. In fact, I admitted to Penny last night that if I didn't have PovNet, I'd probably be in the hospital. So I'm just hoping that you do follow up on that, recognizing that each community is going to be different. If you're going to do training for advocates in Kelowna, it would probably just be Janine and I. So I'm hoping that you'll connect with Janine and I, and that we can give you our feedback on how we can build some advocacy in Kelowna. That might be the, you know.
Well, maybe a regional there will encourage people to come, because then you have the training and they have the assurance that there's some training. Because I think probably what's really intimidating to people is in terms of becoming advocates or volunteering is, I don't know anything about that. How am I? You know, so that might help with that too. Yeah.
Are you trying to accomplish standardization of some kind? Is that part of what you're trying to accomplish with the forums and whatnot?
Standardization of what?
Of advocates, like some type of training package that would be something that we would all have.
No, I personally, I'm not into standardization. I can't even say it. Oh, I don't like the word. Our role, I think, is really information and education. We just want to provide information and education on what's there. That's my interest. I'm not advocating standardization. No. I don't know about.
Saying we.
Yeah, we. Us three.
No, what you're doing at legal, like what you're doing.
What's my department? Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to figure out exactly what specifically you're trying to accomplish. Yeah. If it's information, that's great. If it's standardization, that may be great. I don't know.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, sorry. I wasn't clear on that. Well, who are we? I'm trying to remember who I am at the moment. It's Friday afternoon. Well, okay. What are we doing? Oh, geez. Okay, I'll give you a brief breakdown. We only have 7 regional centers now, and that are staffed, and so we're just like down to bare bones in terms of the direct representation. No more poverty services, right? What I'm part of is the legal information technology and communications department. I'm really bad at this. My particular division is community and Aboriginal programs. And our department involves our technology division, community and poverty programs, which John Simpson manages, publications, which Carol McEwen manages, and mine is community and Aboriginal programs. And I have 2 field workers working with me, Fran Auckland and Cynthia Bartholomew, and our job is like we cover the province. We go out to communities. We want to talk to communities and provide education and information in communities, and also get information from communities about what the legal needs are out there so that we can better address them. So
if I identified a real specific need in the area that I'm in, you would look at that to come and give information to those people who need to have that information?
As much as we can. I'm talking about 3 people in our in my particular division. I just want you to recognize the limitations of what we've got. But yeah, we're trying to find. You know, we need to go out and talk to communities and liaise with communities and find out what the needs are there. Yeah, that's part of our job, and then hopefully to address those needs as best we can.
So the more statistics.
Only if you want to analyze them and summarize them, because I hate statistics. you give me the summary and I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you're asking for help, but I don't know how to give you 5 pounds of help, but now I do.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. What I envision is that if you come to Vernon and want to and do a 1-day workshop, you would want to see their service providers who are not necessarily doing formal advocacy, but who answer questions to people on a daily basis. Like, for example, we have a disability resource center, a family resource center, various community centers, resource centers from around the area. I envision. And what I'm looking for is confirmation or otherwise, that we would bring these people together and there'd be an interchange and also you asking them what Vernon needs, and in response that you would then provide further information. Or is it just a 1-day thing? You need to...
I want to clarify, because what I just said is not about the regionals. That is about our ongoing work, okay? That's what we do on an ongoing basis, is go out to the communities and do that liaison work and talk to community groups and talk to advocates and service providers to find out what the needs are and to provide information and stuff like that. The regionals are different. The regionals that we're looking at are follow-up mini conferences, which are follow-ups from this conference, which are one day long, and take major parts of this conference and put them together in a 1-day format. And they're primarily for advocates or people who are providing some sort of advocacy service in a region. So they're... One's an ongoing work, and the other is the regionals.
Yeah, I follow what you're saying. And then I would say to you that there is no advocacy in Vernon in that case. There is none, since the community law office closed and the Women's Center has lost their funding. So there's no formal advocacy being provided whatsoever. So I'm trying to get from you what you want if you decide to come to Vernon. I mean, I know some advocates who are doing informal advocacy, but they have no resources. And also I know service providers that have to try and answer questions, even though they don't have the resources. So what is it you want those you would want those agencies or?
Well, yeah. What it's going to be? I mean, this is why I was thinking about. I mean, in terms of regionally, we have to look at what maybe gearing these specifically to regions. In that situation, I mean, it means that other things have to happen. We can provide the training and education component as best we can, but I don't know what to do about the advocates. I mean, that's got to be from the community somehow to make that happen. And we could, we can provide information and we can provide education, but I understand the problem if there's no one there that's a big problem. And part of that has to do with organization in the community.
So in response to that, then I would say that what you would probably ask me to do is go out and find which agencies want some advocacy training and in which area so that you can put on a one-day conference. Is that my understanding? Okay.
Yeah.
The work that I'm doing these days is legal advocacy, and I'm having a few thoughts as I'm sitting here listening, and from what I'm seeing from women that I meet with and from what I hear in the community is that there's a few needs. I know that when the legal aid cuts came down, I started getting calls from all over the province basically saying, tell me what to do now, like we've lost the courthouse, we've lost this, we've lost that. Women can't get lawyers, what do we do? So I see a few needs out there, and I see a few needs that could be addressed, and one of them is around the legal aid cuts and how to give advocates and other service providers some information so that they can then help women with self-representation. That seems to be a huge, huge need right now, and I know I'm making it sound easier than it is because I also know that we're all overworked and we don't really have the time to do that. But if we can somehow create the information that we can then pass on to women, there's that. And I think also dealing with a lot of the new legislation that's come down, like the persons with disabilities and, how to cope with it, how to cope with the new forms. It seems to me that it would be great if we could take the stuff that we've learned here and spread it around the province so that other advocates throughout BC can hear what we're hearing and hear some of the strategies that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that I think whenever we get groups of people together, it's an opportunity to form kind of a lobbying body, right, and to maybe come up with some action plans so that we can then identify the key issues like legal aid, like the welfare cuts, the changes and cuts to persons with disabilities and do some organizing. I don't know if we need to get other people involved, but to use those opportunities to organize and just share information around whatever various communities decide are the key issues that they need to know more about.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important too. The collaboration and networking and building of strength that way is one of the really important parts of it.
Yeah, and I think that I'm with an organization that's called it's very long-winded. It's called the Vancouver Custody and Access Support and Advocacy Association. We call it VCASA for short. And we did do one project where we called around. We were trying to put an index. Together an index of resources to find out who does custody and access work out there. And one of the things that became really, really clear was the kind of multitasking of a lot of workers in really isolated regions, in rural regions.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I got from that is that there are a lot of workers who are doing a whole range of advocacy things. And I know I used to work on the Sunshine Coast, and I used to deal with a lot more of those issues in my job there. So I think there's workers that are needing a lot of pieces, and they feel really, really isolated
mm-hmm.
right now. So I think that could be another goal, is to help break that isolation.
Well, and one of the reasons I wanted to do regionals, like really out there, and actually in developing the list for this conference, was to try and cover the whole region, like everywhere, and as far north as we could go. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get some people that we'd invited, but to try and get people from out there as far as possible, because I know that isolation is a serious problem in rural areas.
Totally.
And the networking by getting together is really important, and making contacts is
And consulting, I think, too, with communities that are most marginalized, so the poor, you know, First Nations people, you know, people of color, people with disabilities, because they know what their issues are, right? They're the ones who are the experts. So.
Thanks.
Does this mean you're going to make a list of people interested in participating in regional organizing?
You mean in assisting in regional organizing? That's what that blank sheet is for over there. That's what that's for. I was going to write it down, but I thought it was too early before. So I have my own list in my book, but that's for the bigger list.
Just going to expand on the last thing. I think that one of the things that would be really good would be to do some workshops in regions that would assist with areas that where there are gaps because legal aid offices are closing. So, for example, even a workshop that would say how to use the family law website would be really good. Something on, for example, how to use EI information. There's whole communities where there's now nobody to assist with EI appeals. And as the former legal aid person pointed out to me, when you get referred to particular cases on the EI website, you're referred to the cases that favor the government. So information like that, just to help people use the information that is available online and how to access it, would be of great help with people, along with some of the precedent things that you can bring.
Yeah, I did want to say that part of our job, my field workers and I, when we are going out to communities, is to do some sort of basic internet training. We do have in all government agents' offices, they have computer kiosks. I hate that word, but that's what they're called. They have computers, and on their front page now, there's under the topics, one is legal information, and that links directly to our website. And so we are in our travels as we go everywhere when we can get to everywhere. We're visiting the government agents to make sure that everything's up and running, but we are also interested in providing training on basic internet access at our regional centers, which are few. We have special front pages which are supposed to be easily accessible. There are information centers there. So we're trying to get out and provide help with internet access information, like basic computer stuff and how to get through the internet, because it's a big challenge. We know that it's a big challenge for a lot of people, and it's very intimidating for a lot of people. No, government agents.
Oh, okay.
So they're not ministry offices. They're government agents. And well, government, you know that government word.
Government agents directly in my area are becoming ministry offices.
Is that right? It's interesting. They're very unique in different places. They're very different. Some of them are really, like, the staff are great, and they know what you're talking about. They can help you out and help you get through it all. Others, they just say, well, there's a computer, and they're not going to help you at all. Some are in courthouses. Some are in mixed government buildings, and some are separate. So it's oh, well, that would be fun to watch.
Joanne, and then I think we're just about ready to close. Perhaps if... Yeah, can you... Thanks, Kevin.
Just an announcement. There is somebody that's going to do a charter challenge on the provision of legal aid services, and then hopefully that will help. It's, you know, down the road. It's not going to happen quick. But it is in the works, and that's quite exciting. Thanks.
Kamiya is going to be around tomorrow as well. Kamiya is not going to be around tomorrow as well.
She can't.
But if you would like to speak to her,
You'll be around a bit after the end of today?
Yeah, I'll be around a bit today. And also, Fran Auckland or Cynthia Bartholomew or John Simpson or Carol, anyone, just talk to any of us and we'll get your name and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Thank you all. It's the end of the day. It's been a long day. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Don't go. Penny provided for you under our PovNet tab a piece called Every Tool Shapes the Task. Every Tool Shapes the Task. It's in this under the yellow. And I would really urge you guys to read this. It's a wonderful piece. It's under the yellow. It's just... So she'll show you. And I just really urge you to read it in terms of community organizing. And I just want to leave you with this last bit from it. And the writer says that there is a horrible realization that while knowledge of the facts may be a necessary condition for action, it is unfortunately not a sufficient one. And we have to remember that. It's not enough just to educate people. We have to call to action.